We have Ryan Babel.
Ryan Babel, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, thank you.
Ryan Babel from Liverpool, how are you?
I'm great.
Liverpool, Galatasaray, Netherlands national team, World Cup 2010.
Right.
So,
right.
What do you make of this crazy nonsense gearing up for a Super Bowl?
It's intense. It's intense. I mean, I know overall media in every sport can get intense, but to experience the Super Bowl intensity of the media, how they approach everything, is incredible.
Now, is there anything similar to this leading up to the World Cup?
You know what? Actually, with European football, they try to avoid the players being too much in the media because it takes away from their concentration and focus. So we don't really live up and see much of the media, what happens around, you know, the media attention. But to be here now walking around and see a lot of, like, you know, ex-players and a lot of legends here walking around and doing media, different ballgame.
When you hear that these players in the Super Bowl have had 2 weeks from the last time they played to now, could that be something that would work for you? Like, would you be able to go with 2 weeks of the hype away from the hype before you had to perform on the biggest stage?
Yeah, I think, you know, what I noticed based off experience is you can get carried away with a lot of media, right? So
right.
Whether it's positive media or negative media, it can somehow influence you the way you approach a game. So you're trying to be totally zoned out and focused on your own ability and your talent and the focus as team that you have. And you don't try to get any distractions with media attention or attention from fans.
Now, I have to bring this up, and I hope this doesn't mean you're going to run away or do something with it. I'm a Man U fan.
Okay.
Been a Man U fan, and I'm a Man U fan from way, way back, okay. Prior to almost when the class of 92 was coming around.
Right.
What separates the English Premier League? Because I know you haven't played in the MLS, right?
No.
Never played in the MLS. So,
no.
Is in Europe, I mean, on our side, we always consider the EPL to be mm-hmm. the top.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same in Europe, or would you say is it the DVCA or Serie A? Or?
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of, debate going around it because I feel like the Spanish league, La Liga, feels often, and especially in the past, that they were the number one league, obviously mm-hmm. having Ronaldo and Messi playing in that league. But overall, I think, you know, the perception is that the EPL is the number one league in the world.
And yeah. You guys, because they haven't really done much in Champions League for a long time, and I don't know if being in the Champions League weighs into that thought process a little bit, because always seems to be, you know,
yeah.
a La Liga team, a Serie A team,
yes.
they're the ones who are finishing up.
Yeah, Liverpool. Right, right.
Every once in a while.
If you take that in consideration, usually you would think that's the way you should measure whether a league is being on top, but I guess, you know, it has a lot to do also with the history of the overall, you know, football culture that they are already been stamped being number one. I don't know.
Ryan Babel, thank you for stopping by for a brief chat with us, and we really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Again, Ryan Babel joining us, and we continue with Radio Row on Sports Map Radio.